What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the stats. You've ended the chat with me and Boy Buchanan softball sophomore Miss Kiki Jordan. Being only a sophomore, how did it feel to be a part of history, making it to the state tournament for the first time in school history?
It felt really good. I'm glad that I was able to do it with my team and get the good run with my team.
You had a phenomenal season. I mean, across the board, leading your team in several different categories, you know, batting average being a 514 batting average and 17 home runs, just unreal. How were you able to stay so consistent at the plate? How did you keep your emotions down to be able to be so productive there?
I felt like more confident, and I was definitely more disciplined this year because I know it's a really big year for me, and my team also helped with that and like to build my confidence.
Yeah, the confidence is key at the plate for sure, and like you said, it's a big year for you, but I would argue the next 2 years are just as big too, because now you've got all the eyes on you. You know, you stay this consistent, stay this productive, I don't think you're going to have any problem with that. And what advice would you give to younger softball players who want to be successful in this sport just like you are?
I would just say stay true to yourself and just play the game that you know that you can play, and just work hard and just trust your work.
Yeah, always trust yourself, right? Trust your gut and then trust your work that you put into it, because whatever you put into it, that's what you'll get out, right? You know, it's what you've done really in your sophomore year being this dominant. I mean, I can only imagine what work you've put in and in your game, and kind of goes into my next question as well. What do you do in the off season to improve and stay so dominant and consistent on the field?
I work 6 days a week, and then I get a day off for like recovery and stuff. And I just like stay consistent and like just tell myself to be disciplined and like just like trust my work.
6 days a week is very consistent. The dedication is real with this one for sure. So I definitely see a bright future for you and softball, and you know, going on to college eventually, not right now, but eventually, you know, having a very bright future in this sport. But you know, congratulations again on being such a big part of this historic run for your team, and good luck in your offseason as well as next year.
Thank you.